We will do the commandments as per your will. In fact, according to Rashi and Chumash and the Ramban, Allah Torah, the obligation to preserve the commandments in exile is not the same level of obligation as it is in the Holy Land. It's Rashi says that you should keep the mitzvahs in exile in order that you should be in practice, so that when you return to the Holy Land, you'll be in practice to really do the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to. So the real way that mitzvahs were meant to be done is the way they're going to be done in the times of Mashiach and in the Holy Land, where it's just total connecting between the Jew and God, and nothing else. The world, the impact that it has on refining the person in the world is purely secondary, and is only necessary in Golos when you have an unrefined person and an unrefined world. Once you have a refined person and a refined world, then the Torah and mitzvahs could revert to their true purpose, which is reveling in and delighting in and just totally bonding with God without being distracted by any outside issues and processes which Torah mitzvahs are meant to accomplish. So it's not, I never understood the people who like turn around and say, sometimes you meet people that do this like in this like real aggressive tone. Like, well, if the job is already done, so what do we need Torah mitzvahs for? As if, like, that's all Torah mitzvahs ever was. And if anybody learns Chassidus, it's totally inappropriate, to ask the question in that tone. It's totally inappropriate, because Chassidus is the place that explains that the true nature of mitzvahs is the expression of God's will, that rather than, you know, whatever side things, it's not side, it's integral to the divine plan, but whatever other things that mitzvahs accomplish, ultimately in its true essence, it's the expression of the divine will, and connecting to that and expressing that. So that's the ultimate.
Just one quickie, and then labor this anywhere. So according to what you just said, what's the difference between hearing and seeing?
The difference between hearing and seeing is that hearing is only acquiring understanding and knowledge without the added dimension of experience. Seeing means that after what you heard and you know, you can actually experience. But person who doesn't know anything, okay, person who walks in, who coming from the deepest, darkest jungle, and he walks in and he sees the chandeliers and the fluorescent lights, he has no idea what he's seeing. He knows that he's seeing light. He has no idea that he's seeing electrical light, or he's seeing, what he's seeing is fluorescent gas that's working in conjunction with electricity, or he has no idea that he's seeing, you know, he has no idea what he's seeing. He knows he's seeing light. The more information he has, okay, the more powerful his seeing experience is. So it's what you know adds to what you see, and what you see adds to what you know. Whereas in order to really see something for what it is, you have to know what it is. And in order to make that knowledge, to take it to a new level, to take it from knowledge to experience, that adds a tremendous, you relate to experience very differently than you relate to information. Okay, there are people who have seen countless pictures of black lungs, and they've heard about all the terrible things of smoking, and they don't stop smoking. Okay, they wind up in the hospital, and then they stop smoking, because now they've experienced. Until then, it was an idea, it was a concept, and they did not necessarily relate that concept to their own personal life. Once they had an experience, or they saw someone else having an experience, which when you experience something, then it becomes much more part of you and part of your reality. So you need both. You need to know what you're experiencing, and you need to know what's going on in order to fully be able to experience. And once you experience, it adds a whole new dimension to your knowledge beyond just gathering information.
Isn't that Marshall that you gave a little different than our situation, though? Because the Marshall, you said, they both see light. They just, they don't see, in other words, we see light according to the reality.
Right, okay.
The other way.
Right, I mean.
One person seeing Gaula,
okay,
one
right,
person
right.
is seeing the darkest Gaulas.
Right, so the Marshall that the one of the Marshall that they give is the guy coming in, walking into an operating room and seeing someone slit someone's stomach open with a knife. So one person walks in and he doesn't know anything about modern medicine and surgery. He sees someone cutting someone open with a knife and he thinks he's witnessing a heinous crime, a murder. And the other person walks in and he's witnessing a medical miracle and he's all in awe. And he's so to one it's a tremendously negative, terrible. It's a terrible experience, and it reinforces in his mind how low and how evil the world has sunk to that people that they build big buildings where they cut people open, and another person looks at it and says, "Wow, look, unbelievable the progress we've made, tremendous accomplishment that we have, that God has given us the ability to be able to open people up and take out remove the disease and patch the person up again." So you can see the exact same events, and depending on your understanding of the event, you will experience them very differently. So right, you want to give a mushroom where people have opposite experiences. One considers a very dark, evil experience, but the other one is seeing a very positive development. Heine. I have to run. So if you, I just want to finish up.
And then change the order.
All right. So what is it that you're supposed to see? Let's just say, what is it that you're supposed to see? The actual Metzius. And the Yeshim Yachid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're sitting together with David Yisrael, with the Shulchan Aruch, with Shulchan Aruch, and a set table, the Seudas HaNesulin, for the marriage meal, a Seudah feast, the feast of the Levyasan, the Sherabar, the Yayin HaMeshumah, Shabbosiyuma, that at the end of that feast, Emel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David Malka Meshicha, Telke Shabrach Hu Berach, Emel Lahen, Ani Avarach Hu Lino El Avarach, Shneim HaKadosh Shus Esav, Shem HaShemek. At the end of that meal, Hashem says to David, to Melech HaMashiach, take the Kesh Shabrach and bench, and he says, after he offered it to all kinds of other people, and they all said no, he says, I'll bench, and for me it's proper to bench, as it says, Kaysi Shuas Esau Shem Hashem Ekra. Amaisu Ha'ikra, V'vayenu Me'arav Shabbos Shabbakayim Asira D'chayza Shkutsa V'ashra Musa V'mshech B'yem HaShabbos Kedish V'meitza Shabbos Kedish Yem Rishu Shanikra Yem Echad Shaya Kadosh Baruch Hu Yachad Be'lo Mitev Kisa. Coming from Arab Shabbos, the time of the full moon, and continuing into Shabbos and Meitza Shabbos, which is the first day of the week, and the first day is also called Yom Echad because it's the day in which God was alone in His world. Tayv Kislev. Gimel Yom Ritzuvim Sheish B'Mayla Kedushim Yechadus Hamshechem B'Chai Yarev Yutus. Because 3 days in a row that have each have their own special quality, and continue into the 18th, which is the eve of the 19th of Kislev. Achad Alachas Kamei Kamei Bimei Agul Yutus V'Chav Kislev. Now much more so in the days of redemption, the 19th and 20th of Kislev. Hamshechem B'Yom Shul Achrizah. And the continuation of the days following Adli Mechanic until the days of Hanukkah, Yesh Larech, his Vaidis, Chasidusios, Chasidus of Abrengnish, which is arranged Chasidus of Abrengnish, Bechal Makum, Makum, in each and every place, Bechal Medina, in each country, Bechal Ir, in each city, Bechal Shkuna, in each neighborhood. Lerak is Vaidis, Gedelis, Mekemis, Merkozi, Beikrim, not only large central. Literally, in each and every place, Kehu Gam, Shabachal Makum Prati, including that in each small, local, individual place, Tiyas Vadis Be'ekel Shal Ikka, that the Fabrengen should be in a manner as if this is the main Fabrengen of Yutas Kisav. V'lei Be'ekel Shal Makum Pleni Hu Ikka Mashpia Makum Pleni Hu Tafel Mekav. The Rebbe was referring to the fact that the Rebbe himself was not Fabrengen anymore in the weekdays. And there would be no main Yutas Kislev Fabrengen in 770, and yet the Rebbe said, Fakert, this itself is a Maila. It shouldn't be that there's one place that that's the main event, and every other place is just a secondary satellite event, but each and every place should become a main place from which the union of Yutas Kislev goes out into the world. Not only is the fact that if your Fabrengen is the main event, So how could it takes away from the other place's main event? No. Well, Adrabah Shei, there's an attention of Yesub Shar Mekemus. For each place making a main event, it adds into the other places, because Kina Seifim Tarva Chachma. In a manner, in the kind of Kina Seifim Tarva Chachma, that the jealousy of the scholars causes an increase in wisdom. That each one should take from the other one and then try to outdo it. To the point that all of them become the main, till you all become the absolute main primary source of spreading the union of Yotaskusu, that they no longer need to receive Hashpa from a central primary location. Because he becomes himself like the main and central place. Similar to the shlemus of the Levana, that it reaches the point where it's no longer just a Makabal, but it actually becomes like the sun itself. And it's a good idea and it's proper that each and every person should arrange such a fabrangin. And even better, it's three fabrangins, because three times make a chazak, yem atzmei, chol asikeches nafshe, a fabrangin with himself. In other words, to focus on himself, on how to unify and gather together all his 10 faculties of the soul. In Bnei Beisei, with his family members, in Chaveira V'Yedidov, with his friends and fellows, and the like. In order to emphasize even more that each and every person is in and of himself also a Mashpia, similar to the completeness of the Levana, that it becomes like the moon. In other words, it is no longer appropriate to simply wait for the Rebbe to fabring and just to come as a Makabal to take from the Rebbe. But the emphasis today is on that each one has to become a Mashpia in his own right. As it says in relation connection to the Gula, that it returned the hearts of the fathers unto the sons and the hearts of the sons unto the fathers. So I just these fabrangans, they should arouse themselves and arouse others. As it says, a man should help his fellow to increase in the three lines of Torah. He who is involved in Torah, Gmilus Chasadim, and Diamonds with a Minion, covers the three areas of Torah, Avedah, Gmilus Chasadim, I should consider him as if he has redeemed me and my children. Also, and especially, not only it's as if he redeemed me and my children, but through this he actually brings about the actual redemption of me and my children in an actual and revealed way. And most simply put, that immediately, the continuation of this for bringing him before Mincha, is fulfilled the request of Yankov, which he asked in the name and for in the sake of and as an emissary of each and every Jew, to sit in tranquility, which is the beginning of what we read in Mincha, Parshas Vayetzim, the power of the Gali in actual and revealed way. Because through this, that already beforehand is already fulfilled the promise that the redeemers will rise up in the mountain of Tzion to judge the mountain of Esau, and the kingdom will be to Hashem. And will be fulfilled the verse that says the righteous will and the just will sit in your face before you. And then will be the big fabrangin of the Chanukas Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi with the presence of each and every Jew, stating where all of its inhabitants are on the land, even before the days of Chanukah. Days of Chanukah will increase even more the completeness of the redemption, the man of going from strength to strength. We shall see God in the earth.
What does it mean that the hearts of the children will be returned to the fathers, but the fathers will also be returned to the children? How does it? I understand how, like, the children in this generation could be the fathers.
Total unity between Mashpia and Mekabel.
Oh.
Yes, I did. It is no longer the union of that the traditional roles of Mashpia and Mekabel are no longer. Not that they're reversed, and now the Mashpia became a Mekabel.
They're both.
There's that everyone's a Mashpia. Yeah. So the fathers have the capacity to be Mashpia on the children. The children have the capacity to be Mashpia on the fathers. Everyone has something to give, and everyone should be giving it. By everyone revealing what they have to give, that's how they reveal that this higher connection to the Eves. It's total the higher bittel, the bittel of the bittel of Shnei Melachim Bekeser Echad is a higher bittel than the bittel of Mekabel to Mashpia. Because the bittel of the Mekabel to Mashpia is on a certain degree selfish, because I want to be Mekabel. So I need, I'm lacking, therefore I want. But when I have my whole life to have and all I'm interested in is giving, that's when my focus is on giving, on looking for and creating opportunities to give, rather than on focusing on what I'm missing and who could fill my needs. So that's when I rise up above my natural limitations of a finite, limited, needy being, and I connect to the Eberster and become one with the Eberster, whose only concern is giving, because he's infinite and lacks and needs nothing.
This whole sikha also, you could see how the Rebbe is putting the job of Mashiach back onto us, saying we have to be a Mashpia, Pashit.
Yeah, but as much as he puts it back on to us, he's trying to let you know, I'm not telling you that you gotta generate some new,
right.
some breakthrough, some far out new reality.
We still have to do it though.
Yeah, that I'm saying it's there, you just gotta get in touch.
Right.
Get in touch with reality, folks.